Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing. Got assistant to the vice commissioner, Charles, here.
Okay, nice. Yeah, one second. Just catching a Pokemon, and then we can get going.
Catching a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's a tumbleweed. It's a literal tumbleweed. Not the best design.
Yeah. Not very creative.
Nope. One second. Mike, how's it going?
Good. I just took a diabolical shit after the food we ate last night.
Yep, that makes sense. Caught. Bramblin was caught. Nice.
Bramblin.
Butch had major strides in our
franchise last night.
Oh yeah?
We traded away our 90 overall safety.
Wow, who's that?
Fired.
Yep. He's old, you know.
Lake is low.
So low.
All right, one sec, sorry. All right, add to Pokédex. Nice, okay. Putting it into sleep mode. All right. Drew, did your Damien, or did your under 41.5 Panthers-Ravens hit last week?
One of my unders hit.
Yes, it did.
Yes, okay.
The Panthers-Ravens game was like 13-3.
Yeah, okay, nice. All right, so let's get right into this in 3, 2. Hello and welcome. Keeping Up with the Commissioners podcast. Week 12 and the week that my fantasy team is eliminated from contention. Justin Fields, most likely not playing today. My whole team, unfortunate. That's, you know, without him and the rest of my lineup, Fournette's out. I'm going to lose, but I'm not feeling good. How's everyone else feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good over here at assistant to the vice commissioner, Charles's house. Mm-hmm. He is doing his assistant job excellently. Just rolled us a spliff. Perfect. And we're taking a bunch of unders. So yeah, feeling good.
I'm not feeling good. Yeah. Two of my starting running backs are out this week, and Dak put up 10 points because he sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not feeling good. Season's probably going to be over for me today, but yeah, I don't know.
This is pretty much the funeral for both of our teams, Mike.
Yeah.
At least we stayed in it.
It doesn't feel good.
Hey, miracles can happen, I guess. We'll see. So our picks last week, we all went either 1-5 or 2-4. So the standings are, I am in last place still, 36-30. Third place, Frank, 39-27. Second place, Mike, 40-26. First place, Drew, 41-25. So Mike is only one game out. So this week's picks are going to be important. And as with last year, the 17-game regular season, we have a 15-game regular season for our fantasy team. So, wait, I could be wrong.
16. Or no,
14. No, 14. 14. Maybe because we have two playoff weeks. So we have 14 games with two playoff weeks. Yeah. Let's get right into the first matchup. Commissioner Coxman, 5-6, got a big win last week versus Sean Atanamatux, 7-4. Sean's been losing, right?
He's on a 2-game losing streak, yes.
I beat him.
Yeah. Well, his losing streak ends today. My team is in shambles. Trevor Lawrence in for Justin Fields. Saquon Barkley got me 13 points. Damian Pierce, we'll see. I got fucking DeMarcus Robinson starting wide receiver. Had a good week last week, but I mean, come on, it's not going to be good. Juju's back. Kelsey, good. I got Josh Palmer at flex, who this is like a – I'm playing Hail Mary lineup. I mean, I got no one else to play. Fields hurt. Fournette hurt. Mooney stinks, playing the Jets, who are good against wide receivers. Pickens playing the number one wide receiver team. Allen Robinson not playing. Sean got 15 from Ramondre on Thursday and also 8.5 from Devin Singletary. So not amazing, but not great. Same with me and Saquon. It doesn't matter. Sean's going to win, and he buries my season. I wish I could sleep on him this week, but I can't. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, I like Sean's team this week all the way down to the defense. I think that's going to be a low-scoring game. And so I'm riding with the Atanamatuckers, which I think it should
be. Yeah.
You know, because it's about this kicker guy, Tucker.
Yeah.
I think.
Maybe. Maybe by the playoffs we'll get it sorted out. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you're up against it this week, Butch. No
big time.
No easy way to put it. I don't hate your lineup, though. Like, T-Law could have a weird game versus the Ravens. And
problem is I have Ravens defense. So, but that's
cool. Yeah. Maybe you should switch that out.
Yeah, you should get that.
I probably should.
Yeah, because if they have a bad game again like they did last week, I mean, Baker Mayfield almost beat them. So,
But their defense got me 18 points last week.
Yeah, okay. But it's going to be on interceptions or something.
Yeah, which is bad for Lawrence. I know. It's a tough one.
All right. Well,
trying to hedge there.
But, well, here's the thing. If Trevor Lawrence does bad, then likely the Ravens defense does good. The problem is they probably can't both do good.
I don't like it. You want to aim for them both doing good.
I would like to aim for that. All right, sorry, Mike, continue.
It's okay. I'm going to pick Sean. Sorry, Butch.
No, I don't blame you. Frank picked me. I don't know
why.
Why? But I love it. I love it, Frank. Thank you very much. Moving on to the next matchup. Mitch's Bitch is 8-3, first in the league versus Ryan, my balls, Acker. It's 6-5. Ryan, if he goes on a losing streak, is in danger of a playoff spot. He's sitting at 5 right now. He had a pretty big Thursday, though. 30 from Josh Allen, 10 from Jamal Williams, and 10 from the Bills defense. So good start for him. Mitch got 7 from Slayton and 14 from Nick Folk, and then 2 from the Patriots defense. Not looking great for Mitch, but he's not out of it. I think just with Ryan's start, unfortunately, I think I would like Ryan to lose. But because that's the case, he's definitely going to win. So I'm going Ryan. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, it's weird with all these games that have already been played. It's really doing my mm-hmm. picks. I'm going Mitch with this one.
All right. Drew?
Ooh, Mikey's a man of mystery, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He likes the possibility of high scores. But I think Ryan has put up a lot with Allen. Don't like the, you know, 10's fine. Defense 10 is solid, even though Nick Folk got 14. I'm going to go with Ryan in this week, even though I put up a hurting on him last week. I scored 148 points for the first time in maybe 3 or 4 years.
I saw that.
Yeah, so I'm feeling pumped.
All right, and who did Frank pick?
Frank picked, give me a second here.
And fuck Mitch.
Frank picked Ryan.
Frank picked Ryan, all right. So next matchup, we have Daddy Longlegs. Big win last week for Alex. Let's just give him a round of applause here on the podcast.
Nice, Al. Here we go.
Got off the schneid, got a big win last week. Tough situation this week against Team Smoot, one of the best teams in the league. 17 from Diggs, 23 from St. Brown, only 2.7 from Knox, but that's kind of canceled out. 5 from the Cowboys defense. Up and down, but when you put up a wide receiver, two wide receivers with, you know, 17 and 23, you're in a good shape.
Yep.
Alex got 5 from Gabe Davis, not what you want to see. This is going to be a tough one for Alex. I mean, maybe he snaps again. He's got, you know, Kamara could snap. Russell Wilson maybe has a breakout game against the Panthers. Kareem Hunt's been a little more involved. I think all in all, I'd hate to pick this chalk, but I have been picking Alex and he's been losing, so I'm gonna pick Smoody here. I just think his team's a little too much for the long legs this week, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Drew, what do you think?
Smooth.
I love it. All right, Mike.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for Alex to bounce back. He left 36 points on his bench. He probably should have started those two wide receivers. You hate to see that.
Hate to CTE it.
That used to be my team name. Shout out, Drew, for that one. Mm-hmm. Forgot about that. Smoot's running backs are just gross, too. Good performance from his wide receivers so far on Thursday. I'm going to take Smoot in this one.
All right, and who'd Frank take?
Frank took Smoot as well.
All right, that's a consensus quake, so congratulations, Alex, on your fourth one of the season.
Good job,
consensus
Alex. Quake.
Good work. Wow. All right. Next matchup, we have Mr. Jeffers, 5-6 versus mixing these QBs, 5-6. This is a massive game for playoff implications here. So I have tiebreakers against both of them, so I just need to win to stay ahead. But either way, this is going to be make or break. Justin Jefferson, 24.8 points for Joff, but only 7.1 from Pollard. And Pollard has been kind of a big workhorse the past couple weeks. Mike got 14 from Prescott and 17 from Schultz, 10 from Gano. Not a bad start, Mike. Like, I don't think you're as dead as you think you are. Are we not sure about Josh Jacobs still?
Yeah, it all comes. So, Josh, sorry to cut you off. Josh Jacobs had a great week of practice and got hurt in the walkthrough on Friday. You fucking hate to see that. He's got a calf injury now. He's expected to play, but
he's
got a calf injury. I mean, that can go downhill quick. I'm going to start him because I have to. It sucks. I hate the position I'm in. No Joe Mixon this week.
Honestly, though, I think I think this is going to be a pretty close game. I mean, I really like ETN. Josh Jacobs has been a stud, so if he can be 70% of that, that's good. Amari Cooper balled out last week, and he's at home. He always does great at home. Deontay Johnson, a little bit of a question mark. And then Jesse's team, I mean, Burrow hasn't been a world beater this year. James Conner, average.
He's played a tough defense today. Tennessee's good defense.
Yep, and Lockett is either going to get you 0.5 points or 20. So I think that goes either way. I don't know. I think this is a close game. Honestly, Mike, I'm going to pick you. I'm rolling with Mike. I just feel like you're going to pull it out. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, this is going to be a really close one and a good one to watch for the front office's records. Mikey is one behind me. I think this is one where he's going with his heart here. I'm going to go with Jesse because I think this is going to be a really close game and hope to get one more up on Mike.
All right, Mike, what are you going with?
Yeah, I mean, I got to go with myself here, right? I mean, self-jinx is like almost too much at this point. I might pop in Marquise Brown over Deontay. Haven't made that decision yet, but I got to make it soon. But yeah, I need to win to go to the playoffs, and I got to ride with my own team here.
I love it. Who did Frank pick?
Frank picked Joff.
All right. Split. I love it. Yeah, interesting for our little record competition here. So we'll see how that goes. Next matchup, Dak and the Ankle Breakers, 3-8 versus Adam's Bomb. Frank, 7-4. Elijah has got 40 points from Thanksgiving. He got 7 from Dalvin Cook, 14 from CD, 13 from Hunter Henry. Would have been more if that touchdown didn't get called back. And 4 from his kicker. Frank got 12 from Hockenson and 7 from his kicker. So all in all, I mean, decent, fine starts for both teams. I think Cook only having 7 is going to be tough for Elijah because he needs that. But he does have Herbert against Arizona. I don't know. This is going to be close. And again, I've been picking chalk. I do think that this is kind of this point in the season is where the good teams separate. And I think Frank takes this one and continues to bolster his playoff resume. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, good start from Elijah. Like, not bad, honestly.
No, you'll take that. You'll take it.
Debo's questionable. He's got a hamstring issue. You hate to see that. And holy fuck, Elijah's team is so hurt. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys on IR.
Probably should cut some of those unless he's thinking about them as keepers.
Holy shit. Yeah, fuck. I need Frank to lose. I'm going with a little bit of a – no, I can't. I'm riding with Frankie.
All right, Drew.
Yeah, wow. A tough one, you know. Frankie has just been putting up over and over, although I do like Elijah's start. Mm-hmm. You would think that we would have better records this week because
with this many points,
so much, but I don't know. I think it makes it harder.
I agree.
I'm picking Frankie. Just going to keep it all together. Don't want to lose one on this one.
All right, who'd Frank pick? Himself? Frank
picked himself, yeah.
All right, nice. And the sixth and final matchup, Phil Rollins Sox, 4-7. I mean, not technically eliminated if he wins out, gets to 7-7. Some things break his way. We'll see. Versus Drew, 5-6 as well, with the entire commissioner's office except Frank. Cormac got 17 from Jared Goff, 7 from Jacoby Myers. Drew, you got 16 from Zeke, which is a good game and a good start. I like, you know, obviously Patty Mahomes against LA. That's going to do more than 17. You'll win out on that one. The question is, does McCaffrey go off for Cormac? All in all, Drew, I think I really like your team this week. I think Njoku probably gets a tutty. If not, he's heavily involved in the offense, gets a lot of points. I think Zeke getting you 16 points and Pollard only getting you off 7 was huge for your team. That balance each week is going to be huge for you. That's why I think you're going to take this one. So I'm going to go with you, Drew. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, Drew, good start. I'm also going to go with Drew. Deontay Foreman for Cormac has a tough matchup against Denver. Their defense is good.
Yep.
And then Hayden Hurst is a tight end. I just think Njoku is going to get more points than Hurst.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm going with Drew this week.
Drewby?
Just saw that Frankie took me as well, so tough dilemma here. Either way, the question all year has been, is McCaffrey going to go off?
Yes.
I think he's been better at San Francisco, but I'm hoping that he doesn't pop this week. And Zeke is good. Zeke is good. I'm taking myself.
He was good this week.
Yep.
All right. That is all the games. I think this is, again, this week is going to really get the playoff picture showing out here. So,
yeah. Should we go over the league standings real quick to see?
Yes. I got you guys. So, currently, first seed in the league is Mitch's Bitches, first in the West Division. Frank is by far, or Frank, I guess, he could lose out to Joff, but Frank will most likely win the second division. So those will be the two byes. Then you have Smoot at 8-3. You have Sean at 7-4. Ryan at 6-5, and then I am filling in the sixth spot at 5-6. But we also have three other 5-6 teams: Jesse, Drew, Mike, Cormac 4-7, not out of it. So this week has got to really shake out between these 5-6 teams. Mike and Jesse are playing each other. That's huge. I need Drew to lose, and I need to win. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. Pretty much only Alex and Elijah are the only ones really pretty much out of it at this point. So. Competitive league, no divisions next year. I think maybe we'll vote on that because right now we have five playoff teams from the West Division and one from the East. I don't know. You guys got any thoughts on how you think it'll shake out?
No, I don't at all. It's going to be a crazy week because if Ryan loses too,
yep, Ryan could lose.
6-6. There could be a lot of teams that are 6-6 at the end of this week. It's going to be interesting how that head-to-head matchup shakes up. I don't know.
I have the tiebreaker against all the 5-6 teams right now. So,
yeah. So that's huge. And then it's even bigger going into the last, what is it, two more weeks after this. So it's like,
yep,
really coming down to it.
It may be a last week type situation to find out who's in for that last two spots.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. We got a good one. And then once you're in the dance, baby, who knows? That's all.
Who knows?
You just got to make it. I mean, Frank won the league last year and he was 7-7.
Week to week.
Week to week, baby. All right, boys, let's move on to gambling picks. So last week, Drew was the only one who hit his bet of the week with the under. Mike went Damian Pierce anytime touchdown. Did not happen. I went Bears plus 2.5. Did not happen. My gambling pick this week is I'm not going to do one of the unders with the system because you guys are also going to pick those. So let me pull up my thing. Actually, let's have Drew go first.
I mean, I've got another one slated if we want.
I mean, you could do the under if you want. I mean, I just don't want to do the same thing that you guys do, so I'm gonna give you guys a chance.
I'm gonna pick a different bet too, so it's not just unders because Mitch giving me some flack on that last week.
I'm taking Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown score.
Oh, a rushing touchdown.
Yep, got it at plus 165. Lamar Jackson's got legs. We all know it.
He does have legs.
And Mikey did one of those last week, so. See if I can hit one.
All right. Mike, what do you got?
I need a second here.
I can't fucking – dude, my FanDuel – people have been hacking my FanDuel. So it's not good. I had to change my password, and now I can't face ID to get in, and I did the fucking – I did the secure password.
Throw a little bonus here. Three-pick parlay plus one – plus 6-11. Unders in three separate games. The Eagles game tonight – low scoring, the Rams-Chiefs game, but I got it at a high line, and the Houston Texans-Miami Dolphins.
Under.
All unders, parlayed.
Yep. All right, 1 second, I'm just creating a new password. I'm just going to go off rip here. I'm going to do the Cleveland Browns. I think they're plus 3.5.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know why I'm going to do this. I think they're probably going to lose, but the Bucks I don't think are that good, to be honest.
That's going with the heart right there.
I don't think the Bucks are that good.
It's a bold move, Cotton.
Sue me. Mike, did you have yours?
Yeah. 1 sec.
Frankie posted USA by a million Tuesday against Iran.
Yep.
That's his lock.
Let me write that down, actually. USA.
By a million? How do we bet that?
By 1 million. I think it's an alternate line.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh,
raining and fucking. Oh.
All right. Mikey's going to submit the bet to the chat, I think.
Mikey, no, just come on, Mike. You got this.
Commanders minus 3.5.
There it is.
Commanders minus 3.5. All right.
He's looking up weather over here. He went in deep on that bet. I don't know what he's going to get.
I don't love getting too in depth on the bets. I also, just good news for everyone, I did successfully log into my FanDuel. So
okay, great.
All right, gents, that's all I got. Unless anyone has anything else.
No, I don't. It's
no one wants to wish me a happy birthday tomorrow.
No, it's okay. Not tomorrow.
Not today.
Today.
But we're not talking on a podcast tomorrow.
Okay. Well, yeah. Don't forget to wish our fearless leader a birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's all.
All right. Well, all right, guys. Good luck.
Okay.
I'll see you next week. Enjoy your football Sunday.
Bye, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, because I hit the spread, I hit the point gap on that too. That had to win by 1 to 6 points plus 320.
Hello and welcome, Keeping Up with the Commissioners podcast, week 13, second to last week of the regular season, right? Or is there 15? Yep. Yeah, second to last week.
Yeah, there's like 14 weeks, second to last week.
Second to last week, big week. Lot going on. Mike, we got Mike in the car. How you feeling, Mike, in the car?
I'm doing good. I'm in the car. I'm on my way to MetLife right now. I'm going to the Giants Commanders game this afternoon, so that'll be fun. Feeling good. Need to get a win versus Frank this week to keep it alive. It's tight. It's tight down here.
It's real tight. Drew, how are you feeling?
I'm sitting butt-ass naked on my couch in the living room. Mikey's heading to an NFC game. How exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Had Bills Pats on Thursday night with you fools and Alex.
Wow.
That was fun. A lot of football.
A lot of football.
A lot of football. Yeah, great game on Thursday night. Today's my Christmas morning. Got Deshaun Watson back today.
Wow.
My cat is eating dirt out of my plant. So big day for me. Fantasy-wise, I need both you to lose, and I'm right back in it if I win. So let's get right back in these matchups. First matchup, the big one, Commissioners Coxman, 5-7 versus Ryan, my ball, Zach Ertz, 7-5. Ryan got 16.9 from Josh Allen on Thursday and 6 from the Bills' defense. I'll take that all day. I am in a little bit of a conundrum when it comes to quarterback. Justin Fields is back, yet injured. And I also got Deshaun Watson making his debut against the Texans. Horrible team, but quarterbacks don't score a lot because they can't stop the run. So I don't know what to do. Feel free to give me any advice as that goes on. But regardless, I have to pick my team to win. I have to win. It's time to fucking put up. Ryan only got 17 from Josh Allen. My team, I don't know, not great. But if I win, it's not over. I'm expecting a big day from whoever I play quarterback. Give me a big Travis Kelce day. And Ravens defense. That's what I like. Let's go over to Drew.
Yeah, this one's a tough matchup. I think Josh Allen being held to 16 is great. You were there all day Thursday night.
I was in his grill, yeah.
Intimidating the heck out of that guy.
Yeah. he did not know what was going on.
Yeah, he has built a castle in his head. I don't know who to pick here. I would like to know who Mikey was going to pick. It looks like Frankie picked Brendan. I'm going to pick you too, Brendan.
Wow. Are you trying to jinx me because you need me to lose?
Nah, I mean, I do need you to lose, but picking you.
All right, Mike.
Damn. Yeah, I'm going Brendy too.
You motherfuckers.
Yeah, I just briefly looked at these lineups and I just said to myself, wow, this is the first time all year I really like Brendy's lineup. Especially
yeah, you
put Deshaun in there. I think you should put Deshaun in. You got to ride with your dog in the nighttime. Woof, woof, dog pound, baby.
I don't know if I can trust your guys' advice, though.
Yeah, put Watson.
Because I need both of you to lose.
Put Deshaun in there.
Dude, we talked about this earlier this week.
Yeah, we did.
Deshaun's about to schlank two tuds to fucking Amari this week. I'm going to take that bet, no doubt. But come on.
You know what? Ride with your boy. I ride or die with my boy. My team goes as my team goes.
I just got it up there.
Deshaun Watson's in there.
He's in there.
All right, next matchup.
I like Butch. I like Butch this week. Let's go.
All right, next matchup. Team Smoot, 9-3 versus Autonomatux, 8-4. Playoff seeding, 1-2. Important matchup. Smoot got 18 from Diggs, but 0 from Dawson Knox. Sean got 10 from Ramondre and 11 from Singletary. So pretty good day out of a running back and a flex. We got Smooty starting Daniel Jones against the Commies. Don't love that. Lamar Jackson against Denver, who's bad but has a good defense. I think this is a close matchup. I do think Nick Chubb goes absolutely brazy against the Texans today. Worst running defense in the league, probably. That being said, A.J. Brown and Ja'Marr Chase being back for Sean. I'm giving it to Sean this week in a tight one. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, this is going to be a tight matchup. You hate to see 0 out of Dawson Knox. That'll hurt you every single week.
Yep.
I just battle of the running backs here. We've got some good running backs in this matchup. Although I think Smoot's running backs are going to outperform Sean's, I think Sean will take the dub this week.
All right. Drew?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sean as well this week.
Wow.
Just to keep it consistent, not going to lose any ground here. Steady production from his two players that have played. A.J. Brown is going to pop off, and he's good. He's got Chase back this week.
All right. Well, Frank picked Sean as well. I'm going to have some of you guys start making your picks first so you can't just fucking do the same things I'm doing. Stay ahead of me. Kind of fucked up. The curse of being the host.
That's not why I'm doing it. I'm picking.
It's what Drew's doing.
Yeah.
It's exactly what Drew's
strategy, doing. Buddy.
Well, what do you expect from somebody that doesn't know a goddamn thing about
Keep
football?
Keep in mind, I know about football.
Great point. All right, next matchup. Daddy Longlegs, 3-9 versus Mitch's Bitches, 8-4. Mitch, yeah, third place in the league with a win, maybe jumps up to second. We got Daddy Longlegs back with Aaron Rodgers, Kamara, Benny Snell starting running back. You don't like to see that. You don't like to see that. Maybe he gets a touchdown. Mitch is going Geno, Derrick Henry. Antonio Gibson, I don't love either with how Brian Robinson's been playing. All in all, I think Tyreek, Geno, probably a little too much for Mitch's team to lose. So I'm going to go with Mitch. Even though he only got 4 points from Folk and 5 points from the Patriots defense, I think his team's just a little too much for Alex this week. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I would really, really, really love Alex to play spoiler to Mitch here.
Me too.
I just don't think it's going to happen. For that reason, I got to pick Mitch as well.
All right, so Drew, I'm putting you down for Mitch.
Yeah, I'm picking Mitch.
You fucking Mitch.
My reasoning is very sound here, though. Gabe Davis signed a sweatshirt sleeve of my ex-girlfriend's on Thursday night, and that's just a bad omen for me. I gotta ride with Mitch. Can't just, rubs me the wrong way.
Wait, did he really?
He did.
Which ex-girlfriend?
Jay Smith. It looked like a nice sweater. I was a little baffled.
She got a Gabe Davis autograph?
It was a wild scenario, but I cannot ride with that dude this week.
Yeah, I mean, all right, I'll give you that one. Now, Frank also went Mitch, so we're currently all chalk. Dude, my cat cannot stop pulling dirt out of this plant. Taco, get the fuck out of there.
Taco!
Taco Bell, baby!
That's a dirty taco.
Yeah, dirty as fuck. All right, next matchup. We have big matchup. Mike mixing these QBs 6-6 versus Frank. Adams bomb 7-5.
Nah, Mike.
Keep in mind here, even if you and Drew win this week, but Frank loses two in a row, I may have a tiebreaker over Frank. So there's another route. I got three routes to get into the playoffs here. That being said, I think Mixon might not be playing today, Mike. Concussion protocol not cleared yet.
No.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's unfortunate for you. Jacobs, I think, is going to play. Don't think he's going to get 300 yards again, but who's to say?
You've been hating Jacobs all year, buddy.
I've been hating Jacobs for multiple years and usually works out except this year. Tyler Bass got 6 points for Frank on Thursday. I don't love Isaiah Pacheco as a starting running back for Frank. Adams and Kirk, I do think, have a big week. This is going to be a real close matchup. But I'm going to pick with my heart, and I'm going to go Frank because that's one of the more clear ways for me to make the playoffs. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, this is a really tough one, and I think it's a toss-up. I don't like that Joe Mixon's not playing, and that's sort of, giving me the heebie-jeebies.
No one said he is not playing.
He's not playing.
He's not cleared the concussion protocol yet. It's Sunday morning.
Yeah. He could, but it's unlikely, and he'll probably be hampered, So I'm going to pick Frank in this one as well.
Fuck you.
Let's go Hurts. Go Birds.
Frank picked Mike, so there's the first not consensus that we have. Mike, what do you think?
I need his analysis on that.
The Eagles are going to get fucking smoked by the Titans this weekend. So Jalen Hurts might have two picks. Probably a broken.
Oh my! My cat just knocked my plant completely off the fucking thing. Bro. Sorry, Mike. There's dirt everywhere in my apartment, dude. This is fucked up.
Well, oh, Brendan, you better get out the room, buddy.
She just, I put it up on the counter so she couldn't eat it, and then she just flipped it over.
The floor.
Dude, you don't understand. You don't understand.
Sorry, Mike. Keep going.
Yeah, so Jalen Hurts going to do bad. Even if Joe Mixon doesn't play, I'll pop in Brian Robinson, ETN, and probably going to play. I think I get the dub into playoff contention. Let's go Mixon these QBs. Big week, baby. I'm beating Frank.
I love it. Drew, did I get your input on this one yet? Yeah, I did. All right. Sorry, this is – I'm going to send a picture to the chat after. It's bad. It's bad over here. Okay. Next matchup, 09.
Woo!
6-6 versus Mr. Jeffers, 5-7. Jesse also not technically out of it. Drew, you got no one played yet, actually. You're just projected only 99 points. Don't love that. Two good teams this week, I think. Pollard's always a question mark for Joff. Either going to pop or either going to do nothing. Same with Tyler Lockett. I like – Drew, for you, I like Godwin. I like Pat Mahomes. I'm going to pick you to win, Drew, even though I want you to lose. I think you're going to win. Let's go to Mike.
Yeah, I want Drew to lose. I'm taking Jesse.
This is just – no, just this is a tough Drew. Matchup. I'm slated to win here. I'm on a three-game winning streak. I've been chugging into the playoffs. Down goes Jesse, and 09 sneaks into the playoffs. Don't let
you're
me
due,
get hot.
You're due for
Don't let me get hot.
All right, and Frank picks Drew as well. All right, so moving into the final matchup before I clean my living room for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Phil Rollins Sox, 4-8, versus Dak and the Ankle Breakers, 4-8. Toilet bowl game. Both these teams probably out of it. Cormack got 3.7 from Jacoby Myers on Thursday. Elijah got 2.7 from Hunter Henry, so call that a wash. Cormack's going with Jared Goff against Jacksonville. I don't know. I do like McCaffrey for Cormack. These teams are bad. They're doo-doo. They're stinky, poopy doo-doo. I think Elijah's going to win. I don't really know why. Maybe because of Herbert. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't care. Elijah, I guess.
So just you can have all the exact same picks as me? Mike?
Keep you on to me.
Next week, Drew, you're picking first. Mike?
Let me run the pod.
I'm taking Elijah, too. Cormac's team sucks. I've never seen a worse Cormac team. It's
bad. No, never in the history. Never in the history. Frank also picked Elijah, so that's how you know Cormack getting 0-4.
Cormac's bad this year. Good thing he doesn't listen to the pod.
Yeah, thank God. All right, boys. Well, I know, Mike, you got a big day ahead of you. I now have a big day of cleaning ahead of me. So do we have any gambling picks quickly before we leave?
What's the record for picks, like the standings for me?
I'm
still up one on you.
So Drew's 45-27. Mike, you're 44-28. Frank, 42-30. I'm 41-31. So we're all around close, but Drew has a one-game lead on you, Mike.
Oof. Coming down, battling for playoffs and battling for fucking best record.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right. I'm just going to tell you guys gambling right now, my gambling pick of the week is the Cleveland Browns spread. I believe it's -7.
It's -8.
-8. Don't like that, but I'm taking it -8. Ride with my guys today. Mike, what do you got? Do you have anything off the top of the head?
Go.
Drew, you got anything off the top of that?
I'm going for I hate that I want to do this to myself, but I'm going to an A.J. Brown anytime touchdown score today against the Tennessee Titans. You know, they call him Swole Batman over in Philadelphia. You know, give him a play, give him a ball to make a play on. He's going to.
All right, you cut out there, but we'll go with an A.J. Brown anytime TD. Mike, do you have anything?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Browns with you, I think.
Browns.
That's a spark to me. They're gonna beat the Texans by probably 18.
Where did you guys lose me there?
Mike's also cutting out. I got both your picks. I think we're good, boys.
Wait,
Mike got Browns -8.
Did you get?
Drew, you got AJ Brown anytime TD.
Yeah, but he's gonna eat your box lunch. Did you get that part?
No, I didn't get that.
Okay, that sucks.
right. Well, we got it announced. That's good. All right, boys. Enjoy your Sunday.
All right, guys.
Peace.